I think the challenge, though, is here, is especially as we look at the competition going into the springtime, you know, typically that's corn, soybeans, and spring wheat. And you're right. The idea is that producers in Iowa, Illinois, even in Nebraska these days, you could argue that, no, that acreage is pretty stable. Where we see the shifts in acreage among the crops are places like the Dakotas and down in the southeast. So especially as I look at the Dakotas, the challenge there is that while wheat prices are very strong, especially as we look here on the spot market, cash market, as we look at those harvest time futures, they're not nearly as strong as what we're seeing for corn and soybean. And so that likely means we'll see less shifting than what USDA at first thought, and acreage might look an awful lot more like what we just saw this past year in 2021.